Pretty much everybody has a favorite holiday tune.
Oh Holy Night is my favorite Christmas carol.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Sleigh Bells. That's a good song.
Maybe It's Cold Outside.
It's the Mariah Carey song.
All I Want for Christmas is
Yes, Christmas. That's the jam.
That's Sonny Fass, Philip Duffield, Nate Johnson, and Forrest Fowler. For many people, holiday music conjures a very specific type of nostalgia, one that Bloomington radio station program director Kevin Stockbridge says is often associated with those classic Christmas tunes. Think Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, and Nat King Cole.
Someone hears White Christmas and they think of, you know, going to grandma's house and listening to that, or they hear a Wonderful Time of Year and they have that effect of mom, you know, in the kitchen doing mom things, making crafts, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I think it just gives everyone that sense of home, that sense of comfort, if you will.
But there's something missing when listeners turn on their radio during the season. New modern Christmas songs are largely non-existent. Often, contemporary artists cover the old standards instead of writing original holiday songs. Stockbridge says that's because of a do-what-you-know mentality in the music industry, but he says that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, there's 12 different versions of it, but everyone always wonders, oh man, I wonder how, you know, Ariana Grande sings that. And it's pretty cool to see how each artist has their own unique take of the song.
WHCC and B97, where Stockbridge works, begin playing Christmas music the day after Thanksgiving.
Well, good afternoon. It's 12 o'clock and it's time for the High Noon Saloon. And what better way to kick off an All Request Lunch Hour than with some sounds of the season. The classic, the quintessential Christmas song right here for you by Indiana's own Bobby Helms. Here it is, Jingle Bell Rock on Hoosier Country 105.
But WHCC operation manager Rick Evans says listeners won't hear all Christmas music all the time.
We do about 3 to 4 Christmas songs an hour, from Thanksgiving up to Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it'll be nothing but Christmas music, and then we go back to the regular format after that.
Evans says striking the perfect balance of Christmas and non-holiday songs is a process of trial and error, but sometimes people still make complaints that it's too much or that they're playing holiday music too soon.
I've had thanks, but that's quite a bit of Christmas music, all the way to answering the phone and getting, you're killing me, just stop it with the Christmas music, it's too early.
And on Bloomington's downtown square, this uncertainty is easy to find. Philip, Sonny, Forrest, and Nate all have differing opinions on the matter, so for now, the debate continues.
Day before Christmas.
Anytime before Thanksgiving is too early.
November. Anything. It's got to be December.
Well, I love music for its own sake, so it's not seasonal for me.
For WFIU News, I'm Sophia Salaby.